We have arrived at the time of the year which many anticipate, Christmas Eve. With the darkness of night, all of the rush and the preparation for Christmas Day is coming to an end. There is a noticeable decline in traffic, and the parking lots at the malls are just about empty. Lights and decorations light up the darkness of the night, giving a glow of warmth and beauty to the cold darkness. For many, this night is full of memories, nostalgia, and the spirit of inner peace and love. No other time of the year is so full of warmth and personal meaning. Now, in the stillness and darkness of Christmas Eve, is it that time when we can best separate the celebrations of winter solstice and the celebrations other that we may have during this time of the year, and separating so we can vividly experience that night long ago. The darkness of the night is illumined by the spectacular experience of the vastness of millions of stars. We look up into the skies and experience the vastness, the majesty, and the mystery of time and space. The wonder of it all can be overwhelming, for we begin to realize what a seemingly insignificant particle of dust we are in the light of the vastness of the universe. In the lowly shepherds that night long ago, the nighttime of experience was quite normal. Every clear night, they were exposed to the humbling experience of being involved by the nighttime sky, the universe. But there was that particular night which would change what was normal into what would be well beyond all expectations. God had chosen these lowly shepherds to receive the most life-changing message in the history of mankind. It was an angel, a messenger from God, who suddenly stood among them, giving them the great news from God. Do not be afraid, for behold, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Now this will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. It was at this time that the first Christ Mass was celebrated. For we are told that after the angel had given that message, then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is a song of worship and praise, an expression of the message of the Nativity. It was truly the first Christ Mass. That night was pure meaning of Christmas, the Nativity, the Incarnation, God becoming man, so as to let us know in no uncertain terms his great love for us. It was a message that even though we may seem to be that insignificant particle of dust in vastness of time and space, God has other ideas about our value. Our value to him. Our value to each other. He went to the extreme to give us the message that as insignificant as we may appear to be, he became man so as to tell of his love for us. If that be what Christmas is to us, then all the glitz and traditions which celebrate take on a different meaning and are seen in an entirely different perspective. The Christmas of that nighttime hillside is one which can only give us hope and the continuing joy of knowing that regardless of what happens in our lives, we are loved for the incarnation. Emmanuel is always present within our lives and not just for a momentary day in each year. There is no doubt that for many in our society and throughout the world, this Christmas will have seemingly little to celebrate. Some would say because of economic hardships in the world, Christmas has been taken away from them. Admittedly, what society has emphasized as Christmas could be very limited for them. But the Christmas of that long ago nighttime hillside is still very much alive. I can imagine that in many cases, Christmas may become more meaningful and life-fulfilling through the unobstructed view of the Nativity. For love will not just be seen in what money can buy, but in the time shared and given to each other. This is what Christmas is all about. Let me make it clear. I'm not trying to minimize the pain and the suffering that many are having throughout the world today. I am not trying to justify what is happening to them. Far from it. I am saying that I believe all of us need to examine our lives in light of how we experience the Nativity and where that Nativity can be found within our celebration of Christmas. We celebrate this through the angel tree every year with the World Hunger Program, in which we have one more week to go. This good news, then, of the angel is that of God's love for us. And in this love, we find meaning and purpose in living each day of our lives. This good news then becomes a reality when we live out this love with each other. This is the angel tree. We're living out the love for each other. This is Christmas and should be the Christ Mass we celebrate day in and day out. And it's not just a bank of memories and nostalgia. It is way too important to be some kind of brief visit to the fantasy land. I came across a little known song written by Stuart Lockerman, What Christmas Means to Me. Just listen to what the songwriter said, for I think he adequately sums up what Christmas is. When the Christmas time draws near, we think of toys and Christmas cheer, or Santa with his reindeer and his sleigh. But long ago we should recall the Bethlehem babe was born for all, to show the world the life, the truth, the way. The spirit of Christmas is the spirit of love. It's something that you cannot buy. It's something from above. The presents that you give and get are nothing but a token. For if they don't come filled with love, the Christmas spirit is broken. Just singing Christmas carols and ringing jingle bells means nothing if you do not know the story that it tells. So midst the din and tinsel, as you trim the Christmas tree, let a newborn love enfold you, uphold you. That's the true idea of Christmas. That's what Christmas means to me. He writes. Now let me say this, conclude by saying, I want to thank you for sharing your Christmas with me. For this is the joy of Christmas. For it is the joy of celebrating together the nativity of God's love in our lives. Together we celebrate the experience of that first Christmas on that long ago nighttime hillside, under the canopy of God's eternal universe. Together we share our lives day in and day out, now living in the presence of God's love. This is the Christmas at the side of that manger so long ago. And this is why we say, have a blessed and joyous Christmas. Amen.